And we have a particularly exciting program today, I believe. Every year when we finish, I always wonder what we're going to do next year. That would be better than what we just did. I can assure you that we have done that this year. And I think we're going to find this program particularly impressive and educated. Before we introduce our distinguished speakers, however, this is our annual meeting, as you know. And there are a few announcements that need to be made, plus a very, very short and brief business meeting that we must always conduct at our annual meeting. So if you bear with us for just a few minutes, I'd like to make a few announcements and then we'll move on. First, it really is my great pleasure to introduce this morning the latest affiliate of RIS. This group, it becomes the 10th group across the state to affiliate with RIS. Most of them, I believe, maybe even all of them, are taxpayers' groups. And this group has made a particularly impressive beginning as they join us. They have elected an absolutely outstanding group of leaders, and I want to take just a moment to introduce them. I would like to ask Jeff Lorenzo, who is the president of the Woonsocket Taxpayers Association, to please stand so we can recognize him. I would like the remaining members of that Taxpayers Association who are here with Jeff to please stand. I have no doubt that this is going to be one of the most active and successful and accomplished groups that have associated with us, and we're so pleased to have you here. I would like to say to the people of Woonsocket that you are on notice. I predict that things will never be the same. These people are serious, they're committed, and they're good government advocates in the best sense of the word, and we're very, very pleased to have them with us. Second, as some of you know, just over a year ago, the Lattner Foundation made a grant to the RIS Foundation of $300,000. That grant came to us in this fashion. They made two outright gifts of $50,000 and two challenge gifts of $100,000 in each of 2 years. Just so you know, we have received both of the $50,000 outright grants. We have qualified by raising $100,000 for the first of the $100,000 matching gifts. And we're starting out today and that's the second 100,000. I'm confident we will. Now, some of you, not all, unfortunately, I think, well, maybe all, because we found ourselves a little short-handed this morning. There is on every table here something we call a stimulus package. I think that suggests what it's there for. But I do want you to know that whatever you choose to do this morning, or you don't have to do anything. We didn't charge you anything to come through the door. We don't intend to. But anything that you put in that stimulus box will be tax deductible because it's going to go to the RIS Foundation to help us match that $100,000 grant. So I leave it to you. It's a marvelous challenge. We're pleased that we have it. And we're going to move forward to match it, and we will let you know as the year goes on how we're doing. Moving along, this has been really a watershed year for both RIS and for the RIS Foundation. We've made some enormous strides since we met last year, all due to the people who are members of RIS, the people who have worked for this on the staff. And I'm particularly grateful to two ladies who do work for us in our office. Gina Macchione was not able to be with us today. She's our database manager. And when you reach the size that we reach, you realize how important it is to have a good database manager. She she's done a fabulous job. And as I say, she can't be with us today. But the other very important lady in our lives is Kat Ringling. Most of you responded to this meeting by contacting Kat. And is Kat in the room? There she is, back in the doorway. Brought her mother and father with her today, who are split their time between Rhode Island and Florida, and they have become members of RISC as well, and we're very grateful to them for their membership and for their daughter. As we welcome the Woonsocket Coalition, it's important to recognize each and every one of our members for what they have done. RISC lives and works in the real world of Rhode Island. The Rhode Island government, whether it be local or statewide. The difference in our advocacy effectiveness from 6 years ago when we started, we had about 140 members at that time, to today when we have well over 4,000. That change has been notable. That's particularly notable when you go into the stakeouts now and notice the difference between 6 years ago and today. RISC has arrived. We're known, we have something to say, and we are now being heard. And it's all due to those of you who have joined and supported us along the way. Where we would be and how effective we could be is what I want to speak to for this moment. We have, as I say, over 4,000 members. Just think what would happen if each of our members left this room and within 60 days got just one morning. Just one. We would double overnight. We might even reach 9,000, 10,000, whatever that figure is. But it would be an enormous help in making known in our local communities and in Providence that we are serious about what we do, that we are united, and that we are ready to make our voices known and to try and do the right things for this state. So I urge you, if you are not a member today, there is a membership table outside. See us on the way out, or at least take some membership data with you, fill it in, and let us know. You can even go to our website. That's www.statewidecoalition.com, and you can join there. If you are a member, please take some of that material and call on that one person that you can get and try as best you can to bring another member to us, because that's the way for us to grow, and the stronger we get, the more effective we can be. Enough of the commercial. It's important, though, to know that we have demonstrated already that we can do good things. It's now imperative that we prove that we can do great things. We'll do it through our membership. Finally, if any of you have visited our website, I think you will be impressed, I think you are impressed by the information that is available there. You know, many of you receive each day our Risky Business email newsletter. I can't tell you how effective that has been. When we started it, it was kind of an afterthought. We did it when we were pretty much a local organization because so many of our members in South County were part-time residents. We thought that they ought to know something about what was going on in the period when they weren't here. By the way, that's when all the bad things happened. Between September and January, when the legislative session begins, and June, we made it back. We were totally unprepared for how many people wanted that information and how grateful they are to receive it, but it has been an enormous success. We have also instituted what we call the Money Trail, which is a transparency website, and that website has been receiving a tremendous number of hits. I'm going to break in my commentary for just a moment to introduce the woman who has been really responsible for all of this that has taken place in certainly in Christian Business Newsletter and in the website, the Money Trail, and all that we are doing in our communications. She has some very exciting news to impart to us this morning, and I'd like to introduce Harry Lloyd.